It's understood why the boom is taking place. It was explained in this fashion. It was actually explained by the man who the business press calls the saintly Alan Greenspan in his, I didn't make it up, the Financial Times of London, the leading business paper in the world. The saintly Alan testified about the fairy tale economic boom before Congress about a year ago, and he took great pride in it. He's head of the Federal Reserve. He attributed the fairy tale to what he called greater worker insecurity. In other words, workers are too intimidated to ask for benefits or wages or better working conditions, and that contributes to something called the health of the economy. That's a technical term. It's uncorrelated with the health of the population, often contrary to it. But greater worker insecurity does contribute to that. The Clinton administration in the economic report of the president last year, the last one, they also took pride in the great economic achievements, and they basically gave the same explanation. They attributed them to what they called significant wage restraint. Well, yeah, that's the result of growing worker insecurity. Workers are frightened, and with cause. So, for example, one of the consequences of NAFTA, which was studied